Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
And realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back, 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to be here myself. I'm in Houston, Texas. Actually, I'm not in Houston. I'm north of Houston in Woodlands. If you've never been to this part of Texas, it's a beautiful part of the world, and it's called Woodlands for a reason. It's a lot of trees. Beautiful, beautiful country, lots of folks, lots of people out here, a lot of subdivisions, and the good thing is a lot of golf courses out here. That's what's exciting to me. I'm at the Administaff Small Business Tournament, the Champions Tour tournament, which is this week. You'll see it on television. If you live in the Houston area, hopefully you're going to be able to get out here and get a chance to see some live golf. But I'm here working with the folks at Administaff and to talk to you about this golf tournament and some of the customers and some of the people who are going to be here at this tournament today, this week. And one of them is sitting in front of me. His name is Walter Wilson. Walter Wilson is Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of a company called International Center for Entrepreneurship Development, Incorporated. Walter's our new friend. Walt, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, Walt, a lot of people, when they hear me say International Center for Entrepreneurship Development, they're sitting on the edge of their chair saying, what is that? I must know.
Well, Jim, we're a franchisor, and we have 9 franchising systems. And what we do is we try to help entrepreneurs get into business and to be successful in their business and ultimately to make money for themselves and their families.
That's a good way to say it. And my audience knows all about what the difference between a franchisor and a franchisee, because we've covered that many times on this show. And as you know, folks, in case there's that one person who tuned in, maybe that hasn't been listening to the show, we do have some new folks over up in the Cleveland area, by the way, WELW, who might be listening to a franchise. Tell us the difference. Go ahead, Gary. Walt, tell us the difference between a franchisor and a franchisee.
Okay, well, what we have is we have a system that, and we have, like I say, we have 9 different systems. And we have a trademark. We have a footprint. We have the ability to show you and train you how to start your own business.
A track to run on.
A track to run on. We have a proven track record, and we know how to put you into business and for you to be successful. And we've been in the business for over 36 years. And from that time, our owner, Bud Hatfield, started Quick Copy Printing, and he has built this company into 9 different franchises that we can help you get into business and be successful.
Many of you are familiar with Quick Copy. You'll be familiar with some of the other franchises that are available. Franklin Systems, Women's Health Boutique, Eagle Franchise Systems, am I saying this right? Of course, Quick Copy and a bunch of the others. So basically, folks, when you heard me with Andrew Sherman, for example, the guy who wrote the book on franchising and licensing, when you heard him say 2 weeks ago when he was on the show, franchisor, they're the folks who create the franchise and make it available to you. A franchisee is the person who basically purchases that franchise from somebody like Walt, from a company like Walt's company, and then goes and operates it in small town America or wherever it may be, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they're the person that owns the keys to the front door.
Right.
And that's the big difference.
So whenever you've heard Andrew Sherman and me talking about the creating, as Walt said, creating the brands, creating the logos, creating the manuals, creating the product and the system to create that product and replicate it exactly the same way every time, whether the franchise is in Bangor, Maine, or Portland, Oregon, it's the same hamburger, it's the same copy, it's the same whatever. That's what the franchisor does. And then you, as the franchisee, ladies and gentlemen, take that system and you take it into your marketplace.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter, what, like you say, whether that franchise is in Bangor, Maine, or it's international.
That's another point. You guys are international, aren't you?
Absolutely. We are international, and We operate in several countries, and we do that through a master licensee agreement with somebody local that knows the marketplace in that local country. And we work with them, and we control the trademark, and we also control the training.
Right.
So we make sure that what we have produced over here is produced and replicated internationally.
Well, what I want you to do when we come back, Walt, is that training thing. I want you to and the controlling of the system and everything. I want you to talk to us about how you work with franchisees and how that whole relationship works, because that therein lies whether somebody can be successful with a franchise or not, whether they can follow your lead. That's the key to being a successful franchisee, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about that right after these messages with our new friend, Walter W. Williams, Jr., the Executive Vice President, Chief Financial Officer of International Center for Entrepreneurship Development, Incorporated. It's 20 till. Stay with us. Till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. And I'm at the Administaff Small Business Tournament. The Administaff Small Business Golf Tournament, which, Small Business Classic is the actual name. It's the Champions Tour Tournament this weekend in Woodlands, Texas, which is hard by to Houston. And I'm sitting across from my new friend, Walter Wilson, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer at International Center for Entrepreneurship Development, Incorporated. And Walt, you were, when we went to the break, I told the audience that you were going to tell us about how to work with a franchisor. You've got a bunch of franchisees sitting in front of you. They're at your knee here, and they'd like to hear from somebody who does this for a living. What are some of the tricks? What are some of the keys? Some of the fundamentals of making sure that if I want to be a franchisee, I want to own one of your franchises, or a McDonald's franchise, or whatever it might be, Chick-fil-A, or a Holiday Inn, whatever it might be. What are the keys to making sure that I'm successful with your organization?
Well, let's talk a little bit about what we do from the very beginning. A prospective franchisee, I mean, it's a very rigorous process in the beginning. I mean, first of all, we qualify the franchisee, not only from a financial perspective, but we have them take a test. And although tests are, you know, are never conclusive and never a guarantee, but it does give us a view of that person and whether their profile might fit our model and might be successful as an entrepreneur. And once they've passed those tests and we come to an agreement that they want to proceed forward and they sign a franchise agreement, then they go through a rigorous training process. And it's a 5-week training process on our campus.
They got to come down here, though.
They've got to come down here, whether you're from, as you use Bangor, Maine, or whether you're an international franchisee, you have to come here for training, and we control that process.
And not only the owner, but the key employees as well, right?
The key employees. If you can bring, generally, lots of times what people will do will bring a manager with them, themselves and a manager, if they've hired that manager at that time.
Right.
And if not, then we have their employee training in the later stages.
Right.
But getting them off the ground and understanding how you conduct business from a sales and marketing standpoint, from a financial standpoint, from a hiring and firing an employee standpoint, we go through all that process to ensure that they've looked at our system, and we've proven it time and time again that it works.
Well, you know, one of the best examples that I like to give is about the importance of following the rules. You guys, what a franchisor does is they say, okay, we know what works. We've made all the mistakes, so you don't have to make any of them. But we believe this so much, you have to do it the way we say do it. And the example of that is one of my little places that I buy chicken salad from this one franchise organization, and I love it. It's great. They changed the pickle. They went from a dill pickle to a sweet pickle in the salad. And so I noticed it, and the next time I came back, I said, hey, what's different about the salad? He said, we changed the pickle. I said, why did you do that? Because the franchisor said that we have a new recipe. It has a different kind of pickle. I said, I like the old pickle. He said, I'm sorry. He said, if they tell me to stir the mayonnaise to the left, I stir the mayonnaise to the left.
Well, that's what we strongly recommend. And
if you, my point is if you can't follow that kind of rule, if you're such an entrepreneur that you say, I think the mayonnaise should be stirred to the right. You're not going to be a happy franchisee, are you?
You're probably not. The odds are against you.
I'm just trying to make sure. I want to make sure that I want people. There are plenty of people out there who want to own their own business, who want a piece of the action. They want to follow their own dream, but they don't have any. I get emails all the time. Hey, Jim, I want to be in business. I don't know what to go into. These people aren't prospects for starting something probably from scratch. But somebody has to ask them, can you follow a leader?
Absolutely. And the biggest problem we have or we see in our marketplace is people not getting out and sell. I mean, the name of the game is sell, sell, sell.
So they think they get the idea that, well, you know, now that I have a franchise, you know, the McDonald's people don't have to sell or Holiday Inn or whatever. You have, regardless of who you are, just because you have a franchise, you know, you built it, but you got to help them come, don't you?
Absolutely, and we support them in the best way we can. We have a group of telemarketers that call and make appointments for them. We send out mailings to help them in their marketplace to get started and let them be known in their marketplace. But the person can't sit behind the counter. He's got to get out and sell. And we strongly recommend that they get a sales associate. Lots of times people aren't, you know, that good a salesman, but they're good business people.
Right.
And so we strongly recommend they get a sales associate, and we train their sales associate and help them do their selling.
And see, that's the interesting thing that I see. That's one of the biggest mistakes I see people make, is they start a business, franchise or not, and they just open the door and they think people are going to walk in. It just doesn't work that way in the 21st century, does it?
It doesn't work that way today. Now, 25 years ago, we had a lot of successful franchisees. That's all they did was stand behind the counter.
That's because 25 years ago, in any given town, there were one or two places to get whatever you sold. Today, there are nine ways from Sunday to buy what you have. There's so much competition out there, and that doesn't even include the Internet, does it?
No, absolutely. And our business has changed and evolved. It's more of a business-to-business operation today.
Right.
And you have to get out and sell.
Walt, give us your website, please.
It's www.iced.com.
You have to go.
Well, I'm going to try to play some golf.
You're going to tee it off in just a few minutes. So I'm going to let you go in just a few minutes. We're going to say goodbye to you. But I want you to come back on the show another day, and let's talk about this some more. You've got some more information that we need to mine out of your brain. Will you do that?
Absolutely.
We'll be glad to do that. Walt Wilson, thank you, Walt, for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Good job. Walter Williams, ladies and gentlemen, or Walter Wilson, I should say, with International Center for Entrepreneurship Development. I will be back in just a minute. It's 10 after. I'm sorry, 10 till. I'll get it right in a minute. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. You're in an awful fix. And then the man steps right up to the microphone. And says at last, just as the time bell rings. We're back. It is 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do there, which includes listening to thousands, count them, thousands of archives of past shows that we've done. Also, the replay. You can hear this show in a replay for at least 24 hours. The Friday show is up all weekend. But until it's replaced with the next show, the current show is up on a replay. And, of course, we also have the live feed, the simulcast that's going out right now if you're listening live. And of course, we're all over the country on the radio. And who knows, maybe we're being picked up over subspace frequency by some of your motherships, those of you who are off your meds. Anyway, I really enjoyed the visit we just had with Walter Wilson. And this concept of franchising is such an important one. You know, one of the things Walter mentioned to me off the air was that so many people who have been downsized or taken early retirement or whatever, franchises are a great option for them. And I encourage you to look into that. I encourage you to check out, there are thousands of franchises. And I meant to get Walter to tell us the name of the book. There's a book that you can find that lists all the franchises that are available. I'm sure you can go to your library, or maybe online and find and check it out. Maybe Google it or something. But I really encourage you if you have there are two things, at least two things that I think you need to think about if you want to be a franchisee? Number one, do you want to own your own business? Do you, is that something that you want to do? And do you have that desire if it's a strong desire to own your own business? That's one thing. But then you have to ask yourself, and this is what I mentioned earlier with Walter, you have to ask yourself, am I capable of following orders? If somebody says that this should be laid in a row instead of in a circle, even if I think it's better in a circle, can I still lay it down in a row? Can I do that just because I've been told to do it, just because I'm a franchisee? If you can do that, if you can fulfill your entrepreneurial dream, if you can get your entrepreneurial juices going just in growing the business, but not in having too much of a say about how the hamburger is flipped or how the bed is made in the hotel or how the copy comes out of the copier and is turned around and delivered to the customer, if you don't have a problem with somebody helping you do that, then maybe you're a prospect for a franchise, to be a franchisee. And then what you got to do is find the franchise, A, that interests you, and two, and there's always this, that you can afford. Because there are franchises that you can get into for $5,000, and there are franchises that you can't get into for less than $500,000. They're all over the board. There's carpet cleaning franchises, and there are, you know all these franchises. You drive down the road and see them. They're all over the place. And the key is to, and that's what you ought to do. If you, so many people email me and say, Jim, I want to be in business, but I don't know what to go into. Well, of course, you know what I say to them. I say, you got to find something to do that you love to do. You got to do something that you love. If you don't love what you do, forget about it. It's not going to happen. You're not going to be happy. You won't be successful. Find something you think you can get excited about in a franchise. And then when you find that franchise, that genre, whatever it may be, then find the franchise that you think you can afford, because you're going to have some capital. And you heard what Gary said. I mean what Walt said. He said, we test these people. We make sure that they're qualified. We make sure that they're – and they do this because not only do they want to be successful, but they want the franchisees to be successful. And that's the key to being successful as a franchisee. You got to be able to find the one that works for you, the one you can afford, and you got to be able to follow rules. That's the best thing I can tell you about being a franchisee. I'm going to go for this hour, but I want to remind you, I'm at the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, which is hard by to Houston, Texas, and I'm up here broadcasting all week. I'm going to be here all week long, all the way through Friday. I'm going to introduce you to some more small business owners and some new friends, and you're going to hear their stories this week. I'm looking forward to that. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.